This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Protests and patience. Occupy Wall Streeters hold the barricades, face the police, and seek a path forward. Economic anger and frustration finding solidarity, but possibly still needing a roadmap. On this Friday, November 18th, this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. And look at this, back together again. Good morning, Celeste.
Can you believe it? Both of us in the chairs at the same time?
We're going to talk about a night in the life of Occupy Wall Street. And I look at the law enforcement picture as dawn breaks. Syria faces a stark choice in its much more violent political unrest. A roundup of a week of stories. And a look at some harrowing downward mobility in the U.S. economy right now. Here's what you're talking about. Wes on Facebook writes, I still don't understand how one protests Wall Street and expects changes. You protest governments to get changes. Wall Street is laughing at us because they know it's futile. Unless we revamp our government, it's going to always be the same, just different players.
We're wondering, actually, if your views have changed about Occupy Wall Street in recent days with all of the police action against many camps in many cities. Give us your view, 8778-MY-TAKE. But let's get to the headlines this morning. President Obama is sending Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to Myanmar, also known as Burma.
We've decided to take this step to respond to the positive developments in Burma and to clearly demonstrate America's commitment to the future of an extraordinary country, a courageous people, and universal values.
That comes on the heels of Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi's party registering for future elections.
Here was the sound on New York's Brooklyn Bridge.
Bloomberg, beware! Zuccotti Park is everywhere! Bloomberg, beware!
Referring to the mayor of New York, Occupy Wall Street protesters were marching yesterday in a nationwide day of action. Hundreds were arrested around the country. Most protests were peaceful, though. Thousands took to the New York streets, where over 245 were arrested. L.A. police arrested about 50 for blocking a bridge near downtown. In Portland, Oregon, a crowd yelled to police, "You're sexy, you're cute, take off your riot suit." It was part party, part protest around the country. Failed brokerage firm MF Global may have transferred millions from client accounts into its own coffers. Regulators have been on the hunt for a customer's $600 million, which went missing weeks ago before that company went bankrupt. If the funds did end up in MF Global's own accounts, that would violate federal regulations.
European leaders meet today to resolve tensions over the Eurozone debt crisis. British Prime Minister David Cameron and German Chancellor Angela Merkel will hold talks in an effort to stabilize the euro. Less than a week to go before a congressional super committee has to cut the country's deficit by more than $1 trillion over the next decade. At issue right now, it's the fate of the Bush-era tax cuts that are set to expire next year. In the meantime, Congress has agreed on a compromise spending bill. It averts a government shutdown for a short period of time, gives lawmakers another month to pass more spending measures.
Authorities have charged an Idaho man for attempting to assassinate the president. Oscar Romero Ortega Hernandez allegedly fired an assault rifle at the White House last week. In football last night, the legend of Tim Tebow grows. His Denver Broncos upset the New York Jets 17-13 at home after Tebow led them down the field in the final 5 minutes, 95 yards, to get the win. Asian markets closed down this morning. European markets are mixed right now. Wall Street expects a positive open when the bell rings in a few hours, but not by much. Could be a flat opening. The Dow starts at 11,771 after a significant slide all week long. The S&P is at 1,216, and it will test a support level there at 1,200, the S&P will, when trading begins. The Nasdaq starts at 2,588. Later this hour, we'll take a ride on the Herman Cain train while discussing the week that was with our favorite all-star panel. We'll have to ask him about what's going on with Gingrich. We'll also continue our conversation about the decline of the middle class. A new study finds that about half of children born to middle-income African-American families fall to the bottom of the income ladder as adults. We'll look behind the numbers. But first, yesterday marked the 2-month anniversary of Occupy Wall Street protests. We're asking you whether you think that the whole mission and the soul of the protest has changed in some sense. Cinda posted this on our Facebook page. No, I didn't understand it initially, and then the bad behavior made me not to want to understand it or be a part of it. You go along with that characterization of bad behavior, post your comments at thetakeaway.org. We'll take you into the crowds in just a few minutes.